Y'all know what it is.
Y'all ready?
Turn it up.
One, two, three.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel and Holly, uncensored, from Hot 101.5.
Yeah, taking advantage of blacks. Stop it.
Stop doing that.
All right.
No more of that.
Jeez. It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored. My name is Miguel Fuller. That is Holly O'Connor.
Hi.
That is producer Ryan.
Hey.
That is our associate producer, Scotty the Body.
Hey.
Why? What are you laughing at?
I was just laughing at Ryan. Just leaning. Hey.
I've got a little faint. I need to get Ryan some the things for his headphones because Ryan
I don't have them.
Doesn't know how to project, and especially if he doesn't have headphones on.
Yeah.
And on the show,
sabotaging me.
I know. We'll be talking on the show, and then he'll pipe in. He'll be like, "Yeah, that was funny." I'm like, "Bitch, big up."
We're like, "What? Huh?" But it's not just on the radio. It's in real life, too, because Ryan's a bit of a mumbler. He would be the perfect description of like someone who speaks under their voice. You know what I mean? Like, in hushed tones, which that's just his normal speaking voice.
I feel like it's even more exaggerated because for the past week, I've had that cold that was going around.
Yeah.
So my ears were clogged up.
Oh.
So it's like you're hearing everything you say, but louder.
Oh, my gosh.
So then you probably got quieter.
Like, I'm just like, hey.
Like, you and I are the complete opposite. Like, I'm always yelling. And, like, my boyfriend, he tries to be nice about it because he knows I can be sensitive about it sometimes. And I'll be like, well, yeah, I really. And he's like, hey, I'm right here. I can hear you. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I just have no internal volume.
I don't really either. I think it's because I grew up in an Italian family. So you just kind of had to shout to get heard at the dinner table sometimes, like at family gatherings. And I don't know. My mom talks loud on the phone. So the worst for me is on the phone. And I'm like, hi, how are you? And it's like, he didn't just invent the telephone. Like, they work pretty well now.
It works well. You have volume on the side.
That's okay.
We are going to get someone on the phone here to help us. Hey, Danny. Actually, Danny, you can come in here for a second.
I'm sorry. You said we're going to get somebody on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every time we call someone, it's a surprise that...
I get nervous.
You get
very
nervous?
Nerve-wracking. Yeah.
Don't be nervous. There's no reason to be nervous right now.
Last time, it was a dancer.
Yeah.
That is true. Actually, we all should be nervous right now.
Oh, no.
Let's see if they pick up.
Oh.
Hello?
Saved by the Ring.
You have reached.
Well, hold on. Let me try again one more time. They know I'm calling.
Oh, well, I was going to say, if they don't know, they might be working or busy or.
No.
Not picking up a strange number because they think it's a.
telemarketer. So Friday night was the blown off ball.
Yes, it was.
At Franklin Manor.
I mean, listen, all things considered, considering there was even some behind the scenes stuff that, you know, like the workings of having an event out somewhere that we're like, last minute, we're trying to get some stuff together. And even then, it ended up, you know, being a good time.
It was. I was surprised, and I was really worried when...
You have reached the voice...
The mics went out.
Oh, yeah.
Well. Here we are.
Well, I said, you're from Atlanta. You can yell real loud.
And I did. I thought I was going to lose my voice.
Yeah, the speakers the whole time were like... when you were talking, and then they just stopped working.
I was like, oh, here we go. Hello? Megan,
hi.
There we go. I've got Megan.
Oh.
Megan Gunsteins. She
Hello.
Is. Yeah, she's the manager of marketing and promotions over our radio station and one of our sister stations. And Megan has the same job as Ryan, and they both are over our promotions and marketing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to talk with Megan about the blown off ball on Friday because, Megan, I feel like out of everyone on staff, you don't drink, correct?
Yeah.
So you can accurately tell us how we were, what our demeanor was.
No, how are we going to do this? Because Megan cannot say anything mean about anybody or say anything, disparaging comment.
She is not saying anything mean. She's just saying this is what happened.
Okay.
There's nothing mean. You're just saying what happened exactly. So just real quick. So for you who are listening right now, Blown off ball. It started at, well, we had a pre-VIP cocktail thing at 8.
Yes.
And then the doors opened at 9. And then we had, like, the sexiest male, sexiest female air makeout around, what time was it, Megan? 10:45?
11-ish.
11?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then at 11:30, 11:45 was spin the bottle.
Right. Mm.
So, Megan, was there at any point when we were about to go on stage, did you think to yourself, I think everyone on this show is too intoxicated to go on stage and represent the brand?
No, I think you got, no, I think it was like the level of fun. Like you had enough where it was like, it was just like, it was the good, the fun time Miguel and the fun time Holly.
Okay, that's good.
Fun yeah. time.
Now, was there any moment when we were on stage talking that you cringed and you were like, maybe that wasn't the best thing to say, or maybe that wasn't the best thing to do.
Oh, geez.
So, you know, there were a couple of, you know, things, but I think it was appropriate for the party.
What were the things?
Yeah, what were the things?
I don't know if I can say it.
Oh, no. Well, okay. Wait, do you, because.
Oh, my God.
Megan is our baby, so we don't want you to say anything that'll make you uncomfortable.
No. Nope.
But you can say whatever you want to, because this is the podcast, so.
Yeah, you're not on the radio.
No, I thought it was good. I thought it was appropriate for, you know, spin the bottle. I will say, though, there was one point, I actually don't think I told you this, Miguel, but there was, like, a drink that spilled, too, at some point. On the stage, and I remember just like trying to find like napkins or whatever I could, like on the stage to pick it up, like during spin the bottle. Okay. There's just a lot going on during spin the bottle, and I saw a lot of stuff getting spilled.
Now, how were they like, why was it being spilled? Were we jumping around the stage?
I think, you know, people were, it was an exciting time.
Okay, so spin the bottle for you. And Megan, I think it's safe to say if someone were to describe you, I would say, Holly, mm-hmm. Megan is a good girl.
Yeah.
She is a good, wholesome person, not like us filthy animals that are sitting in the studio.
I don't even know how she ended up in radio, because most people in radio are trash. Megan is the opposite.
She is like...
I don't know how or why she's here, but we're so thankful because everybody needs a Megan in the job that we do, because we're just a bunch, like I said, we're a trash box bunch of animals. Megan sort of like has the unfortunate job of basically corralling cats when we're out somewhere.
Yeah.
And so she does an amazing job with it, and she's just... You know, she doesn't drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's very sweet and kind, but she always has her shit together.
Right. Always. Yeah. Always.
Yeah. You go ask Megan a question, you're going to get the right answer. So I appreciate Megan for what she brings. And I always feel bad when we do get like loosey-goosey and everything, because then I forget that not everybody is that way. And then it's probably really obnoxious. So I'm so sorry if anything crazy happened on Friday night, Megan.
No, it's always a good time.
So, okay. Megan, can you describe Spin the Bottle from your perspective?
Mm-hmm. You know, I think when we started doing this, the party, I think that was my first encounter with it. I was homeschooled growing up, you know, and then it was my first experience with it at the party. So it was definitely interesting. Now, I think that would be my number one word, would be interesting.
Do you think that this year Spin the Bottle was a little more... adult than years past?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
What made it? What made it that way from your perspective?
I feel like people were just like really into it this year.
And when you say into it, Megan, what exactly do you mean?
really, really wanted to participate.
People were eager and willing.
They were. Yeah.
Is this, let me ask you a question, and you say if this is an accurate assessment or not. Mm-hmm. So it didn't matter whether people were wearing a purple band or not during the Spin the Bottle game.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Yeah.
The shocking part for me, not that it was bad, but just shocking that we're here. Here we are.
Yes.
I have not seen that in any year prior. of the blown off ball.
Now, just to catch you up, so in years past, we have red means you're in a relationship or you don't want to make out with anybody. Yellow's like, it's complicated. Green means go. Well, this year we decided to introduce the purple band, which is for the LGBTQ community. Because in the past, I've had gay friends that have said, I want to come to the party, but I don't want to hit on someone that may have a green bracelet. I have a green bracelet, but they're not gay.
Right.
So we said, well, let's have a bracelet that says, hey, I'm gay. I'm ready to mingle. Let's talk.
Right. Mm.
And so during Spin the Bottle in the past, if I was a guy and I spun the bottle and it landed on another guy, we'd be like, all right, well, let's go to the girl that's beside you or behind you, and then you two can kiss.
Right.
But this year, when we tried to say that, they were just like...
They were like, yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. Let's. And I don't remember exactly the different combinations of same-sex kisses that we had.
There were
of people that weren't
all of
gay.
Them.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of them.
Was any of that, like, crazy to you, Megan? Or were you just like, well, this is interesting?
Yeah, no. I feel like everyone's so willing to just like, wanted to have a good time. It didn't really... It wasn't like a... Yeah, I think everyone just, like, had fun, and it was just, like, open, and, yeah, it was definitely, like, a cool, I think this was, like, my favorite year yet.
Perfect. Megan's like, it was fun.
Thank you so much.
It was interesting.
It was a lot.
Thank you, Megan, so much.
Megan did such a great job.
You did. Thank you for, I really wanted to check in with you on the podcast, because you are the overseer who sees all because you're not drinking.
Correct.
And you know what's happening. So, Megan, thank you so much. Enjoy your day off. Get some rest, okay?
Thank you. Thanks. Bye, guys.
Okay. Poor Megan.
Why did you put her all through that?
She was
so uncomfortable.
I know. But listen, I love uncomfortable radio. That just makes me so happy.
Man, poor Megan.
So, from your perspective, Holly, how did everything go?
I thought it was good. And I said this as we were trying to get her on the phone, but there were some, you know, differences this year because this is now the second year we've had it at the Franklin Manor.
Mm-hmm.
But the layout of the place was different because they were doing construction. So, there were some things, I mean, even up to the last minute where we were like, I don't know how this is going to get pulled off.
Right.
But, you know, due to our team and part on their team, we were able to get it the best we could, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed to me like everybody had a good time.
Yeah.
It was a big turnout.
We had a
big crowd by 9:30.
I mean, as soon as I feel like the doors opened, it was like on and popping and people were just pouring in.
Yeah, me too.
So Ryan, from your perspective, you were shirtless Cupid with Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Were you having cocktails Friday night?
I had a couple just to sort of loosen up, but not too much.
So you weren't drunk?
Nah.
No, okay,
but
okay.
We were pretty much strapped the whole time, taking pictures with people and stuff. So I thought it was pretty cool.
Scott?
Oh, I mean, I say the same thing. In the beginning, I was a little uncomfortable because it was like, I forgot that it wasn't really starting until 9, but Ryan and I are pretty much naked at 7:30.
Oh, yeah. So this is before the event where people were just casually there, like, having dinner.
Yeah.
They don't really know that the event's going on because they're not there for it.
And
they just happen to be there.
Scotty and I bust out of the bathroom with
like pretty
no
much
shirts
naked,
and underwear.
Like, straight, just nipples, ding-dong, all of it.
Oh,
and
ding
then it's like,
dong.
But then you had to find a way to make yourself feel comfortable. So it's like, you know what? I'm going to do my best to just entertain myself and try to make others laugh and smile and create some type of atmosphere. So we went out front of the place and kind of were just joking around with people walking down the street, making them laugh because inside
like
it was a little uncomfortable
cars.
Because they were just like, people just look at us, not really know what we're doing. So I was like, let's just go outside and make some fun of this until the actual event starts. And then from there, it was fun. But yeah, definitely had to have a shot or two to kind of loosen up in the beginning to get those nerves out the way because I've never experienced this event before. So it was a lot and I didn't know what to expect. So I was like, I just wanted to go smoothly. And it did. But in the beginning, I was like, what the hell is about to happen?
Now, Scott, your underwear were very tight.
Yeah.
Did anyone try to touch you inappropriately, like in the front?
I don't think so. I don't think any, like, deliberate attempts.
Deliberate? Did you get a dick graze?
Well, I mean, it's all out there. He probably did.
I mean, a couple of times people, like, walk by and, like, graze it. I don't think anybody touched, like, my actual dick, but... Because I would know that. That would have been a shock.
Yeah.
I would have had to react a certain way because that's a no-no.
Yeah.
But there's a couple times people grabbed the booty. as I was like staring at the stage or something, all of a sudden I'd be like, group.
Did
like,
you
oh,
ever
hey.
At any point get an NRB?
An NRB?
What's that?
A no reason boner.
Oh!
Okay, can I say as a woman who clearly has never had to deal with this, it would freak me out so bad knowing that out of nowhere, all of a sudden, you just hard.
And like, you got to go stand in the corner.
Yes. And then especially wearing just underwear, I would be so scared. I used to get that way about nipples, and right. So that's why I wear padded bras, because I'm scared of anybody seeing them.
I don't know. I think maybe like twice it was like a little bit of
like a chub,
not like a chub but not like full on. But majority I was like so freaked out that I think it did the opposite. I was like, no,
it went inside.
I was like, I'm not doing this. I feel uncomfortable.
I had like looser fitting boxers. The promo team went and picked these out.
Yeah, why were yours not tight?
That's just what they picked.
Wow.
I don't know, but I wore like tighter boxer briefs underneath the loose boxers for that reason.
Yeah.
Now, did it ever happen?
No.
No? Okay, so you were protected, but you never got a random, what do you call it?
NRB.
NRB. No reason boner.
That is ridiculous.
I've never heard of that before. Now, people pinching your booty, Ryan?
I just kind of like tuned it out, but I think so. And I got a couple nipple grabs or chest grabs.
That is so inappropriate.
Because I had like the chest hair, so some people were like, ooh, chest hair, let me touch it.
Now,
who is doing this?
Was it women, men?
Both.
Wait, so you both had men and women filling up on y'all?
Uh-huh.
A little bit, yeah. As the night went on, it definitely progressed. Because then people were like, more drinks. Oh, hey! And they would come and hug you and touch you.
Wow.
Understand why people would, even though like you're out and shirtless, so maybe I guess people view it as an invitation, but like, why would you touch someone in an intimate area that you don't know?
Because I feel like the atmosphere in that moment is like fun and jovial, and it's not like you're just randomly, you know, at.
Well, I guess people do feel like they know us, so
right.
That's one thing.
And so they're like, hey, now did I do or say anything inappropriate to either of you in your outfits?
So. No, I don't think so.
No? Okay. I was a little nervous.
Surprising.
I woke up. Surprised.
Yeah, I'm like, that sounds not right.
Well, I woke up Saturday morning, and you know, like, when you have, like, drunk regret, and you're like, what the hell did I do last night?
You're, like,
night?
Looking for stories to delete.
I know. Oh, my God.
And you just feel this pervading sense of doom.
Seriously. And that's why I just, all weekend, I kept, like, wondering, is someone going to text and be like, Miguel, do you know what you said to Ryan or to Scott, or did you know what you did to them?
So I was just
making sure. I do know that I had to put my poor boyfriend in an Uber because he was done.
Oh my God.
Wait,
yeah.
When did you do that?
I don't remember. Maybe it was right after Spin the Bottle as we were trying to figure out what was happening next because we ended up going to Ybor.
Oh, so you sent him home and went to Ybor?
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with you? You're the worst.
Well, he had to also be up early
to
paint because they have a big job they're working on right now.
Yeah.
And so he knew that he wasn't going to get crazy and that he wasn't going to stay out late. And so, but I was like, I'm still ready to go. And I had my friends in town, and so they wanted to see Ybor. So I honestly do not remember what happened in Ybor. Like, all I remember is we got to Bradley's, and from there, nothing else.
Why do you even go?
I don't know. I don't know.
I wish there was
a reason.
I couldn't even imagine. I went right to bed. I was like, I'm out. Peace.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
We did too. I mean, I was asleep by probably 1:30. maybe closer to, well, we got home at 1, so I think 1:30 was bedtime.
I think I woke up on the couch as my boyfriend was about to leave. In the morning, Saturday morning. And so he was like, hey, how you feeling? And thankfully, I felt okay by the time I woke up Saturday morning.
What time did you wake up Saturday morning?
I have no clue.
What time did you get in?
I have no clue. I don't know. I don't know anything.
At least you're here with us now.
Right?
Listen, I made it.
I mean, praise.
Could be walking around Tampa still.
Or dead.
Oh.
That's what I thought.
Well.
Sorry.
Be safe next time.
Just dead.
Wow. So, yeah, okay, good. Well, it sounds like everybody had a good time. Holly, did you have any awkward experiences there?
I really didn't. I had a great time. I bonded with a lot of ladies in the bathroom because you know what happens is the toilet paper always runs out.
Right.
And then you have to be like, don't go in this stall. There's no toilet paper. Then, like, the garbage can is like overflowing. It just turns into a general train wreck.
Right.
So you always got to like help out your sister friends.
And your sister girls.
Yeah. So we had a good time. I chatted with some ladies in the bathroom. And it was so busy this year. I didn't even have a chance to do anything other than meet people and take pictures do the work. Like do our work that we had to do.
I got no social media Friday night.
The only pictures I had were a couple that I randomly managed to get my phone out for, mm-hmm. but they're lacking. I think there are like 4 separate pictures. That's it.
I was like stealing pictures from everyone else this weekend.
I've been doing screenshots and stuff.
I just didn't have the time to take my phone out at all to take any pictures.
Well, good. I feel like if you didn't, then I'm not in trouble.
Yeah. No, no, no.
Social media person. I just count on Miguel to tag me and stuff. I'm so bad at it. But yeah, it was so busy. And so by the time we got done with Spin the Bottle and had like a second, that was like the first time all night. In fact, I had to even excuse myself from pictures to pee. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
But once Spin the Bottle was done and everything, then I finally caught up with my boyfriend and I was like, oh, I'm starving. Can we go to Taco Bell? And he said no. So
why did he not want to go to Taco Bell?
I don't know, actually. I think he just didn't want to stop on the way home. I think he was tired and just wanted to go to bed, and that was that. And I was like, let's get Taco Bell. But then I always feel bad asking the Uber driver to get Taco Bell, so I think I just fell asleep in the Uber.
Well, that's probably best.
Yes.
Now, have you checked your rating this morning after
no.
this?
I didn't.
That's why you didn't want to go, though. He's like, that's why he didn't want to go.
That's right, because it was his Uber,
and
this bitch, he had a 5-star Uber rating, like, for a long, long time.
Bougie.
And I know. And then it, like, slipped down to, 4.96, and he's pissed.
I think that's what I want
to
know.
So, Wizzy, everybody, let's look at our Uber ratings
and
see what we have.
So that's why, because he figured if I asked the guy to go to Taco Bell, his Uber rating would go down. And it's like
Taco
a pride
Bell
point.
Is, like, on the way to your house, though.
I know!
So it's not like you're going out of the way. I mean, unless they had a long ride.
Oh, yeah. I'm balling.
All right. What's your Uber rating, Scott?
Mine's a 4.95.
Oh. Wow. Oh. You are special.
I've had some bad Ubers, though. So, I mean.
Wait, you've had bad Ubers? What does that mean?
Oh, gosh. Well, I've had some where it's like I've had to pull over and throw up on the side of the road and stuff like that.
Oh.
So I'm surprised I have a 4.95. I'm actually really impressed.
Now, did you puke inside an Uber?
Never puked inside.
Okay.
I think. No, I've never puked like inside one, maybe in a bag. No, always have stopped and got out, even on the side of the highway. So I've always been successful at that.
Oh, wow.
Holly, what's your Uber rating?
4.91.
Oh, wow. Very nice,
that's
Holly.
That's pretty good. I don't know. It was 4.95. I don't know what happened with the 0.4.
Nah. Taco Bell runs.
Probably. It's probably Taco Bell runs.
Ryan, what's yours?
It's 4.81.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, you suck. What happened?
You suck. Okay, let's.
That's like a C minus. Ugh.
What have you done in an Uber?
There's no way to tell, like, why.
No, there's no way. You can't, like, go back and review what people put of you.
No.
You should be.
Yes. I wish you could.
You're like, how can I fix myself?
Wow. It should sort of be like fixing your credit score. It's like, here are some things you can do to fix your Uber rating.
I wish.
Mine is a 4.84. So, I mean.
Yours isn't that high either.
Hey, I feel like mine, for all the train times I've been in an Uber.
That's true.
I'm actually impressed that mine is a 4.84, so that's good. I wanted to call one more person about the blown off ball before we move on.
Oh.
Because I just remembered that one of my friends participated in one of these same-sex kisses at the blown off ball, and I just remembered.
Mm-hmm.
And it was with a straight person.
Yeah, it was, your friend is gay.
Yeah.
The other guy was straight, right? And
I believe so.
The bottle landed on one of them, one of the two of them, and then it happened.
So I wanted to get the story from him.
Hello?
Carlos.
Oh, gosh.
Hello? Hey, you are on the Uncensored podcast right now, okay?
Oh, goodness.
Don't be scared. Do you have us on Bluetooth or speakerphone?
Bluetooth. Should I take it off?
Yes, please, so we can hear you better. We should make that like a public service announcement. You would think.
Yeah, because I didn't know that actually affected it. Also,
there we go.
All that my list is actual shit right now.
All right, so we were just talking about the fact that there were I mean, actually, this is the first time in all the years we've done the blown off ball that during Spin the Bottle, we actually had same-sex kisses, and you were one of them. So walk us through this process of, like, how you were chosen and, like, the two kisses you made. Like, what happened?
All right. So I was actually standing right next to Taryn, Ryan's girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And we were just talking and just shooting shit. And I don't know. I don't know if it was odds or what it was, but definitely, yeah, just the bottle fell on me on this one. Very attractive black guy, literally, like, very gorgeous guy. And I don't know, like, the guy that, or the person that he kissed before was a girl.
Uh-huh.
So I wasn't about to go out there and be like, hey, let me make out with a straight dude and, like, make him feel super uncomfortable. So I got out there and I just showed him the purple wristband and I was like, yeah, I'm gay.
You're putting it out there.
I'm gay.
Oh, 100%. I wasn't about to be like, hey, like, pretend to be straight or anything. I was like, I'm gay. Like, do you want to do that? Do you want to, like, hug or something? And he was all about it. So we just.
He's like, no, come on.
Yeah. No, we went completely all in there. And all I could hear was people, like, gasping and yelling behind me. So I was like, all right. So we just put on the show.
Wow. Now, this kiss, was it a long kiss? Was it a peck?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I mean, was it tongue?
I feel like I just started, like, looking around going like, oh, my God, I'm so pumped about this. So I didn't actually watch.
It was definitely not a peck. It was, like, a lengthy, like, I don't know, like, a solid, like, 20 seconds.
Was there tongue?
I feel like maybe a little bit of tongue got involved.
Oh, my gosh. So this man, this straight man was just like, fuck it. Let's do it.
I guess when you're drunk, you're drunk. Lips are lips.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Yeah, that's very true.
Now, do you remember who he kissed after that?
He was done after that. I was his second kiss. Second kiss. The first one was a female, and that didn't really do anything for him, I think.
Now, did you talk to him after the fact, or was it just sort of like you kissed and then he was gone and you never saw him again?
I kissed and he was gone. I had my eyes on someone else that night.
Okay.
Wow. Are there any videos or pictures of this, kiss?
Yeah. My boyfriend had a boomerang of it on his Instagram story.
Okay. I was about to say, Justin was the only one that showed me something.
Yeah. Oh. And, yeah, he had a boomerang of it. I wonder if he has it saved.
I wonder. We have to find out and see if it's saved somewhere. Because this is why, like, I wish we had that, the whole Spin the Bottle videotaped. Because it goes by so fast.
Yeah, it does.
And by this point, everyone's had a lot of drinks. And so it's like you remember flashes of it, but not the whole thing. So mm-hmm. I would love to see the video of it.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you got some kicks
that
night.
Can I see the video of it? Tell Justin to send me that.
I'm going to look. We'll see if we have it.
Now, Carlos, and this is where I feel like a crappy human being.
Oh.
How late were we out in Ybor Saturday night?
Oh, my God. We closed out Bradley's.
Wait, we were there until 4? Or 3? No, 3.
Yeah, it was 3. 3.
Oh, my God.
Wow. 3? Miguel, what?
And frankly, the only reason why we left was because your friend wasn't feeling too well.
Wow. There we go. Okay, because they were asking me what time we left Ybor, and I was like, I honestly don't remember anything. Okay, well, thank you so much, Carlos, for recounting and helping us understand what happened with Spin the Bottle.
Yeah.
Definitely. Don't worry about it.
All right. See you later. Bye.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you. Bye.
Oh, God. I want to do, like, a Love, Lost, and Found with this black guy and see if, like...
I doubt we'd get him on the phone. I mean, my guess is that he's like, well, that was some shit. Well, let's just put that behind us. I don't know. Or maybe he'll be gay. Who knows?
Oh, my God. That was so fun. Well, that's good.
I'm trying to find... I want to see if it's, like, saved anywhere on my phone.
I have nothing from Spin the Bottle. Nothing at all.
I'm going to have to text Justin and ask him if... He saved that boomerang.
Yeah, see if he has that. I'd be curious to see.
I'm going to text him right now. Hold on.
And now, Scott, real quick before we close out, you were the Spin the Bottle person. So we had you blindfolded. You were holding up the inflatable bottle. And then Ryan was spinning you around. What was that like as you were hearing everyone like cheering and did you take your blindfold off when people were kissing?
Yeah, so when I was spinning, it was kind of freaky when you're just spinning. You don't, I lost the sense of where I was. And so I had to, like, every time I stopped, I tried to take off my blindfold as soon as possible to kind of see what was going on, because without it, people are just screaming all around you. You have no idea. And then if I kept going, I had no idea, like, where I was in the scene or if I was going to hit people.
Discombobulating.
Yeah, a lot of the times I would start spinning and I would smack people in the face. I'd feel the bottle hit somebody in the head. I would start laughing because they're in the way. I think I hit Holly once.
Yeah, that's fine. No big deal. That's fine.
It's fine. But it was actually kind of freaky. But then really cool to be like opening your eyes and just all of a sudden people are right in front of you just getting it.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty intense. Like I said, like I saw tongues. I saw the whole thing right in front of my eyes.
Oh.
It was freaky.
Wow.
I have a picture here, and I don't even know what's this from, of Scott. Do you know when this is from? It's you, I think, on stage, you're shirtless, and your mouth is contorted in this,
what?
I want to slop you up with my tongue in every
that's
sense
what
of
that,
the word.
Was that what that face was?
I
thought
I
it was
know.
More like,
I can't tell. Do you know what this is from?
I do a lot of stuff in my mouth. No, I was probably dancing. When I dance, I do a lot of stuff in my mouth. I don't know why.
What? Oh, my gosh. I got the boomerang. You guys.
Oh, let's see this. I want to see.
Here. Hold on a second.
You going to send it to all of us?
Oh, yeah. Let me do that. Let me hit forward. Wait, how do I do this?
Thank God for technology.
Hold it.
Forward. Got it.
And you can see pictures from the blown off ball on the Hot Instagram and on the Miguel and Holly Instagram and at Hot1015. TampaBay.com, and you can take a look at some of these not safe for work pictures from the blown off ball.
All right,
let's see
go.
Here. Oh, okay, here we go. Oh wow, okay, so all we can see is
it's
the,
from the back. I thought it was more of the front.
So,
look at Scott. You can see Scott's face in the background.
He's like,
just for a second.
Wow,
I look so dumb with the blindfold.
So this boomerang. It's my friend Carlos. You can't see his face. You see the back
but
of homeboy.
But you do see the guy's arm around Carlos.
Like, his arm is
around
clearly
his
around
waist.
His waist. And Carlos, like, grabs his neck.
Yeah.
Wow. So this was, like, an explicit kiss.
It was for real. There's somebody in the background that, like, once the kiss happens, they put their arms up. Like, this is, wow.
Okay.
I know you can't see a lot, but it's the only evidence we have.
Wow. All right. I'm going to put this on the Miguel and Holly Insta story. So depending upon when you listen to this, you'll be able to see it there. Hell, I'll just put it on the feed. You can see it there.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to put it on the Miguel and Holly Insta feed so you'll be able to see it there.
Well, if anybody doesn't know that we're gay friendly, now they do. now they do. Just so we're all clear.
Wow. All right. So all in all, it was a good time.
Yeah, it was.
I liked it. I honestly, it was one of my favorite years. I thought it was a really good time. And so thank you to everybody that came out and made it so fun,
mm-hmm.
because you never know. I mean, we throw the party and then you come mm-hmm. out and do it, but it was a blast.
Yeah. So thank you so much to everyone that came out. Thank you to Franklin Manor, to the Todd Couple Superstore for making it happen. It was a bang up job. So
mm-hmm. absolutely.
All right. I need to go hydrate myself.
Yeah. Oh, I did that IV thing the day after. I needed the hydration.
How expensive is that?
Invigorate, they're actually doing like some introductory pricing right now because they're new. Oh. But I think they said that a bag of electrolytes with just saline is like $35.
Oh,
so that helped me the most, I think.
I can afford
and
that.
Then vitamins are up closer to like $100-$120 because of the vitamin cocktail that they give you. But I, like I said, they're doing some kind of introductory pricing. You're gonna have to check exactly. But I did feel better after I got rehydrated.
Wow,
like it was good.
Was it like sponsored?
Yeah, what?
I want to get sponsored by them.
They're actually sponsoring like some kind of heavy weightlifting stuff, like bodybuilders or something that cut weight real fast. And then it's like a super helpful thing, I guess.
Wow. Now, are there any restrictions like after you do it? Like,
no,
you can do any. You can work out.
Oh,
you
yeah.
can live your life.
You're
do whatever.
Just getting hydrated. Basically, you're getting fluids. You're getting electrolytes, vitamins. There's really nothing you shouldn't do, I don't think. But you do, of course, have to like sign waivers and stuff. You have to make sure you don't have blood pressure issues or
mm-hmm.
things like that. And be very upfront about any kind of medications you're taking. But other than that, it was super easy. It was fast. Mine wasn't as fast as my boyfriend's. Apparently his veins are the size of a subway tunnel. So the fluid just shot up in there, but my veins are like
tiny.
So it took me a little longer for my veins to allow it.
And how long did it take your boyfriend? I feel like I probably have veins like his.
Like 30 minutes.
Okay.
30 minutes. Mine was like an hour.
Do you want to go today, Scott?
Today, I mean, I might be down for that.
Let's go. Well, let's take a little look here and
see if you can, because he asked me. The guy's name is Scott. He was like,
Oh, maybe I'll get free.
Right? Same name. Same name discount. But he asked me when you were coming in. He's like, yeah. I think McGill is scared.
Because he's
come up with different excuses why he can't come.
Every time he asks me, because this guy actually goes to my CrossFit gym.
Yeah.
And so I'm always like, oh, girl, you know, there's something. I got
a thing.
Girl, there's stuff going on.
I got to check my.
Yeah, I got stuff.
Yeah, I got stuff.
It was not scary at all. I mean, I think it was fine.
All right. I'll have to try it out.
It was good. It was good.
Holly, what's all of your social media?
Radio Holly on Instagram, Snapchat, which I rarely use anymore, and Twitter. And then Holly on Hot 101.5 on Facebook.
Ryan?
Mine is Radio McGib, MCGIB.
Are you okay, Ryan?
That's
what are
all
you
stuff. I'm just tired.
Yeah.
He needs that IV.
We had a wedding to shoot.
Oh, that's right.
And then I went out on the boat yesterday all day, and it was choppy, so I'm like tired from trying to stand.
It was a weird day. It was like a gorgeous day, but super windy too, probably.
Yeah, it's the day where we tried to go offshore, but then once we tried to go to Egmont, the waves just got huge.
Yeah, really windy.
And then we tried to go back and drive across Tampa Bay, and as we did, the waves kept getting larger throughout the whole day.
Dangerous. Wow.
Gosh, well, I'm glad you're still with us.
Yeah.
After such a dangerous weekend.
Close call.
Scott, what's all your information?
At Scott Tavlin, ScottTavlin.
TT.
That's a lot.
All right, Miguel Fuller. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, MIGUELFULLER. Until next week, thank you for listening.
Want more Miguel and Holly? Listen to past episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored at Hot 101.5 TampaBay.com, the Hot 101.5 app, or on iTunes.